Welcome, and thank you all for standing by. At this time, all participants are on a listen-only mode. During the question-and-answer session, please press star one on your touch-tone phone to ask a question. Today's conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. Now I'd like to turn the call over to Mr. Carl Fallicio. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Jane. Thanks, everyone, for joining us on the call. Secretary Solis has a brief opening remarks, and then she's going to turn the call over to Jordan Barab, who is the Deputy Assistant Secretary for the Occupational Safety and Health Administration. We have some other OSHA staff available to answer more technical questions, and we'll make sure to identify them by their name and their title here at OSHA. With that, I'm happy to turn the call over to Secretary Solis.
Thank you for all joining me today, and I'd like to thank OSHA Deputy Assistant Secretary Jordan Barab for being on this call. Today, the Department of Labor's Occupational Safety and Health Administration has announced that BP Products North America will pay a full penalty of $50.6 million stemming from the deadly 2005 explosion at its Texas City, Texas refinery, which, as you know, killed 15 and injured 170 others. That's every fine we've imposed, 100 cents on the dollar. The agreement resolves failure to abate citations issued after last year's follow-up investigation at the plant. In addition to paying the record fine, we're pleased that BP has also agreed to take immediate steps to protect those now working at the refinery and will allocate some $50 million to that effort. We feel this agreement achieves our goals of protecting the workers at the refinery and ensures that critical safety upgrades can be made as quickly as possible. The size of the penalty rightly reflects BP's disregard for workplace safety. However, and more importantly, we hope it sends a message to all employers that we will enforce the laws so that workers can return home safe at the end of their shift. It's very important to note that this agreement achieves far more than what is normally achieved when companies come into compliance and fix workplace hazards. Under this historic agreement, BP will immediately begin performing safety reviews of the refinery equipment according to set schedules and make permanent corrections. The agreement also identifies many items in need of immediate attention, and the company has agreed to address those concerns quickly and to hire independent experts to monitor its efforts. Additionally, this agreement provides an unprecedented level of oversight of BP's safety program, including regular meetings with OSHA, frequent site inspections, and the submission of quarterly reports for the OSHA's review. And finally, in a step toward workplace safety corporate-wide, BP has agreed to establish a liaison between its North American and London boards of directors and OSHA, which will allow the agency to raise compliance problems at the highest level. This agreement means that we do not have to spend resources to litigate, which could have taken several years. Even though we had a strong case, you never know how you'll fare in litigation. We know BP has fought this, could have fought this vigorously, and this agreement means we save the Department of Labor legal resources that can be used to protect workers elsewhere. However, make no mistake about it, we'll be watching to make sure that BP complies with this agreement and safeguards and protects its workers. No one should have to sacrifice their life for their job. Let me be clear. Everyone at the U.S. Department of Labor, and especially OSHA, is working diligently to ensure that tragedies like the 2005 explosion in Texas City never happens again. Now I would like to introduce Jordan Barab, Deputy Assistant Secretary of Labor for OSHA, who will provide more details.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I just want to take a few minutes to go into a little bit more detail, and then we'll open it up to questions. First, I want to reemphasize what Secretary Solis just said. By reaching this agreement, BP is accepting an unprecedented level of oversight over key aspects of their process safety management system at the Texas City refinery. This gives OSHA far more insight into the safety procedures and critical systems at the plant than would have been achievable even had we won the lawsuit. I want to highlight three major areas. First, OSHA will have full access to BP's safety management systems, and we will closely monitor their progress. The United Steelworkers, who represent workers at the plant, will also participate in this process. Among those items, BP will provide OSHA with the detailed quarterly progress reports. Independent third-party experts will audit BP's progress in meeting the agreement's requirements and provide the results of those audits to OSHA. The Texas City Refinery Business Unit Leader and the OSHA Area Director will meet regularly to review progress and discuss any issues. In addition, the OSHA National Office and BP Upper Corporate Managers will meet annually. OSHA will conduct frequent and regular on-site inspections to monitor abatement and progress, as well as other inspections as part of its normal enforcement activities. The second area I want to highlight in this agreement is the scope of work that BP is committing to timely implementation in order to address the problems at the plant. The agreement requires BP to complete pressure relief and layer protection analyses for all of the equipment in all of the refinery's 28 process units according to definite schedules and to take interim measures to protect employees from any risk of catastrophic releases discovered in the pressure relief and layer of protection analyses, including, if necessary, shutting the process down. The agreement requires BP to install safety instrumented systems to control serious hazards and to correct pressure relief deficiencies according to definite schedules. BP is required to provide OSHA with firm schedules for completing abatement even beyond the period of this agreement. And as the Secretary said, the BP will allocate $500 million to improve conditions at the plant. Finally, I want to emphasize that if BP fails to meet its obligations, OSHA has a variety of remedies at hand. OSHA may issue additional failure to abate notices and willful violations for any failures to comply with the agreement or for failure to adhere to firm schedules for completing abatement beyond the period of the agreement. And OSHA can unilaterally terminate the agreement if BP does not act reasonably and in good faith to comply with the terms of the agreement. Thank you. We'll now take questions.
We're open for questions.
Thank you. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press star and then one on your touch-tone phone. Please unmute your phone and record your name clearly when prompted so I may introduce you for your question. Again, if you have a question, please press star one now on your touch-tone phone. Our first question comes from Tom Fowler. Your line is open. Please state your organization.
Hi, it's Tom Fowler, Houston Chronicle. Thanks for taking my question. I was wondering, does this have any impact on the terms of the 2005 last probation? I'm assuming that still hasn't been violated as of this. And also, with regard to the $30 million that's still being contested, is that going to be addressed at all during the hearing that was scheduled for Houston next week for before the administrative law judge?
Two things. In terms of the Justice Department settlement and criminal prosecutions, you'll have to talk to the Justice Department about that. We've been working with them. They've been following this very closely, but ultimately they'll have to answer those questions. The rest of this, the other $33 million, the rest of this original citation that was handed down last October, we will soon enter into settlement negotiations to discuss resolving those violations.
Yeah, thank you.
Jane, next question.
Our next question comes from Stephen Greenhouse. Your line is open. Please state your organization.
New York Times. For those of us who have not followed this as closely as the Houston Chronicle, can you please explain what exactly has been agreed to, to settle the $50 million and what issues are outstanding under the $30 or $33 million still being contested?
Okay. Well, first of all, let me take the second part of that. Our original originally $87 million citation last October really had two parts. One was this part, which BP has agreed to pay, and agreed to a number of other provisions for $50 million. Just deals with the failure to abate citations. In other words, the failure of BP to abate the problems that BP had agreed to abate in the settlement following the 2005 explosion. The rest of it deals with new violations that we discovered when we did our 2009 inspection, and we haven't yet entered into settlement negotiations on those. They will, however, follow this. So we're only dealing with the failure to abate part on this. Now, I went through a lot of the things that this agreement included. Just to summarize again, and you can ask in more detail, but generally it requires them to address, again, many of the problems with pressure relief valves. It requires them to study the pressure relief valves and other systems in the plant and develop means of abatement for those, eventually permanent means of abatement. It commits them to a schedule to address those issues. And as I said, it also provides OSHA with an unprecedented level of oversight to make sure that they're actually doing what they promised they're going to do.
So just to, and so you're getting 100 cents to the dollar of what you originally asked for regarding the $50.6 million?
Yes.
Okay. And because Madam Secretary and Jordan spoke so quickly, we'd appreciate if you could send us copies of your initial text.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thanks.
Steve, and by the way, the call's recorded, so that we'll send out that number so you can listen in, but we're happy to send both Jordan and the Secretary's remarks to anybody who wants them.
Thank you.
Next question.
Our next question comes from Guy Chazan. Your line is open, and please state your organization.
Hi, it's the Wall Street Journal. I just had a question regarding the timing of this. I mean, as far as I understand, you're in negotiations with BP on the $87 million fine, basically since it was made or proposed back in October last year. You know, what I'd like to know is, did the pace of those negotiations sort of pick up, you know, after the Deepwater Horizon disaster? Did you see a sort of greater willingness on the part of BP to settle, certainly on the first part of the citation anyway, as a result of the disaster?
No, I don't think so. We've been working pretty steadily and positively on this agreement the entire time. So, no, I don't think the Deepwater Horizon had any effect on this.
Next question, please.
Our next question comes from Erwin Seba. Your line is open. Please state your organization.
Hi, Erwin Seba with Reuters. As BP failed to honor the initial agreement entered after the 2005 explosion, what confidence do you have that they will live up to their obligations in this new agreement?
Well, again, it's not really a matter here of just trusting them. As I said, this agreement allows us an unprecedented level of oversight here. We'll be having monthly meetings with our area director down there. We'll be having monthly meetings with the plant director. We'll be receiving quarterly reports from BP, detailed quarterly reports on the progress, problem areas, action plans to address those problems. Again, we're going to have independent third-party verifiers to make sure that BP is doing what it says they're going to do. We will go in for frequent and regular monitoring inspections. And, again, we'll have high-level meetings. Now, we also aren't giving up. I mean, if BP does not comply with these, again, we have the ability certainly to go back in and levy further failure to abate citations or, depending on the situation, willful penalties as well. So we're not letting them. Okay, go ahead.
In the follow-up to the 2005 explosion, weren't there regular meetings? Didn't BP resist third-party, reviewers and people to come in and check? I know that was one big battle OSHA down in Houston fought. So I mean, what's the stop? You know, they agree, they say they're going to comply and they're going to improve things, and then after the furor all dies down and the attention dies down, begins this, you know, behind-the-scenes battle with the regulators over how to improve safety at the refinery.
Well, the press's attention may die down. Our attention will not die down. Again, this is a very strictly laid-out plan here, which we did not have in the 2005 agreement, again, where we will have definite monthly meetings, quarterly reports. None of that was written into the 2005 agreement. It was left much... There's much more trust, let me put it, in the 2005 agreement, and we have learned our lesson here. So we have spelled out very carefully exactly how the oversight will proceed, what is acceptable and what is not acceptable.
Thank you.
Jane, next question.
Our next question comes from PJ Alves. Your line is open. Please state your organization.
The Galveston County Daily News. I actually have two quick questions. One of the things BP contested when this fine was actually announced earlier, was that they made one point that it was a difference of opinion on what was the better pressure release or relief systems that should be in place. What's within this? Who has the final say on that? Is it a negotiated thing, or does OSHA say, no, you must use this system?
Yeah,
Just there are community leaders who are and Jordan, you and I have talked about this before, that say OSHA's being heavy-handed on their largest employer there in Texas City. I just wanted to get your reaction to that, and those are my two questions.
Okay. Well, in terms of the first one, those pressure relief issues that you mentioned are actually part of the next negotiation.
Okay.
Those are part of the new citations, not part of the failures to abate. In terms of the effect of this on Texas City, yeah, we did hear some complaints after our first the $87 million citation. We hear that a lot, that we are not sensitive to the local conditions there, that we aren't sensitive to the jobs there. Our point is that every single employee in this country has a right to a safe workplace, first and foremost. They have a right to go home safely at the end of the day. It is perfectly well within BP's means and with their financial means and their technical means to make that refinery safe, and we intend to make them safe. And they have admitted that they have the ability to make it safe. So it should not... There should be no complaints from the local area, I wouldn't think, about the effect of or OSHA being heavy-handed or not being sensitive to local conditions there.
Jane, we'll take the next question.
Our next question comes from Sheila McNulty. Your line is open, and please state your organization.
Financial Times. I have two short questions. One is this one of those agreements in which BP does not admit guilt? Because initially after you made the citations and said they had been in violation, BP insisted that they weren't in violation and they felt that they had been complying with your rules. So I just want to check that. And then is the hearing next week still going on? Thank you.
First of all, every single failure to abate citation that we levied is BP has accepted. Now there is language in there about what they recognize, what they don't recognize in the agreement. But the fact is, they have recognized and they have accepted every citation that we have levied on them. So I think that I think that speaks for itself. I'm not sure even what the meeting next week is. I don't think we're involved in it. It's nothing that we're involved in.
Oh, there's an OSHA hearing in the courts in Houston.
No, okay. I'm sorry. You're talking about the official hearing. We've now reached this agreement, so that won't be happening.
Okay, great. Thanks.
Jane, do we have another question?
Yes, our next question comes from Mira Oberman. Your line is open, and please say your organization.
Oh, hello. This is Mira Oberman with Agency France Press. I'm just trying to kind of get a bigger picture look at everything that's been going on with this troubled plant. And I apologize that I missed the top of the call. But they've had a lot of problems with repeated pollution. They've had a lot of problems, obviously, with repeated safety failures. Can you just give us a rundown of what the situation is there and how many other fines they've had to pay? I just can't remember if they've ended up having to pay for the pollution yet or if they're still... contesting.
Well, the pollution issues are really an EPA issue. We're not involved in that. We are involved purely in protecting workers.
Right.
Why don't we do this? If you have additional questions about the history of this, why don't you give Jason Serby a call at 202-693-4668 or Diana Peterson at 202-693-1898.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You bet. Can we have another question?
Yes, we have a question from Jim Morris. Your line is open, and please say your organization.
Center for Public Integrity. It wasn't clear to me whether BP has agreed to put $50 million or $500 million into the Texas City refinery. Can you clarify?
Yeah, $500 million.
$500 million.
Yes.
Okay, and the other question very quickly is the original $21 million fine that was imposed back in September of 2005, I believe, did they pay that in full?
Yes, they did.
They did. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Jane. Next question.
One moment, please. Our next question comes from Steve Greenhouse. Your line is open, and please say your organization.
New York Times. So can I ask you, Jordan, to explain a little more about what is involved in the $30 or $33 million fine that is still pending?
Those were new citations that were not involved in this agreement, and they have to do with a lot of different pressure relief valve issues, basically what industry standards are, what they interpret industry standards to be versus what we interpret industry standards to be. So that will be a long-involved discussion with them as well.
Thank you.
J, Jane, next.
I'm sorry. Our next question comes from Chris Cole. Your line is open. Please state your organization.
Hi, Inside OSHA. Just wondering whether this agreement addresses two issues. One is reporting any process safety incidents, regardless of number of workers, and also injury and illness logs for contractors at BP sites. Can you address that?
Yeah, it does address both of those more or less indirectly. However, again, we will be having constant, regular, frequent meetings with the plant manager, and they are obligated basically to let us know any problems they're having at the plant, which would include any incidents, even if they aren't technically reportable to OSHA. Regarding the logs, the process safety management standard actually requires the facility to keep logs of both its own employees as well as its contract employees already. It does not, under normal circumstances, require them, of course, to furnish that to us. But again, given the level of oversight that's being imposed by this agreement, the frequent meetings we're having with them, we will have access to all of that information as well.
Thank you.
Next question. Our next question comes from Kyle Morrison. Your line is open, and please state your organization.
Yes, hi. I'm with Safety and Health Magazine. I was hoping for a clarification on the agreement here. It's $50.6 million that they're agreeing to, and that's regarding failures to abate. There's another $30 million of new penalties that still has to be worked out. The original fine was proposed penalty was $87 million. Where'd the other $7 million go?
I've been waiting for somebody to ask that. Okay. What happened was the original penalty was $87.4 million, of which the failures to abate were $56.7 million, and then the new willful citations were $30.7 million. We discovered very quickly after we actually levied that penalty last October that we had actually inadvertently duplicated some of the citations, some of the failures to abate. They amounted to $6.09 million, which brought the total of this part to $50.6 million. We quickly told BP about that. We quickly told the courts about that. And as we said, BP has agreed to pay that entire $50.6 million.
Okay, thank you.
Which still is the largest fine, remains by far the largest fine in OSHA's history.
Right. Great, thanks.
All right, everybody, I think we're going to wrap this up. Thank you very much for your time. If you have additional questions, please call Jason Serby at 202-693-4668 or Diana Peterson, 202-693-1898. Thanks very much.
That does conclude today's conference. Thank you for participating. You may disconnect at this time.